with this latest batch of leaks points up, really the first ones that came over the summer and then the other one in October, all of them point up this kind of debate about need to know versus need to share. After 9/11, the 9/11 Commission recommended that the federal government share better information, helping different agencies to connect the dots, potentially to prevent another terrorist attack. It didn't happen before. And so over the last several years, the government has moved toward more information sharing, not less. But now here we are with, you know, potentially a private first class Army intel analyst having access to a lot of information, probably not all the information you really needed to have, and then being able to steal it, in effect, and give it to this whistleblower website. Now, by the way, he's been charged in some, he's been arrested, but he's not formally charged in some of these specific leaks. But anyway, the example is still relevant. And so the government is now trying to figure out where the right balance is. On Sunday, the Pentagon announced a series of kind of ongoing revisions to its to the way it handles and safeguards classified information.
This is something that they've been looking at for a while now, well, since the last WikiLeaks thing.
Right, exactly. So it's several months. But there's already concern that the Pentagon may have moved too slowly and is just now kind of getting to the point where it's, you know, releasing these new measures that could have probably maybe been in place earlier on.
How big is this a significant change in the way that, I mean, the old phrase is, of course, loose lips sink ships, and that was sort of ingrained in Pentagon culture, and as you mentioned, the 9/11 Commission report and many others have said, hold on, the danger from not sharing information is almost as big as the danger from sharing information, and so it's a difficult balance.
A really difficult balance. You know, I think these changes are going to happen gradually, and they're still working on them, candidly. But, you know, I think the best example that was given to me was they are trying to, you know, other than some technological changes that, you know, honestly are kind of beyond me to explain, but, I mean, there's a lot of different parts about the secret Internet that and the encrypted emails that the Pentagon uses and all that.
And one of them was fairly simple. It was you can't load things onto a big thumb drive. You can't load your entire hard drive onto a thumb drive, things like that.
And people can relate to that. That's kind of a temporary fix, but there's some other longer term fixes. But one of the things that they've tried to now inculcate in the culture is, you know, for the same way that credit card companies find or at least try to flag potentially fraudulent behavior among their credit card holders, say if they find that somebody bought three watches in Bahrain on your account, they call you up and say, hey, are you in Bahrain and do you buy three Rolex watches? Sometimes that's legitimate, sometimes it's not. So
it's okay, they call me when I'm at lunch around the corner. So
right, looking for to be paid. But in this case, I think that they're trying to inculcate this culture of if there's strange activity, if there's somebody who's, you know, downloading thousands of documents, does he need to be doing that? Is he supposed to have that information? The problem is you're working with individuals, thousands and thousands of them, who are entrusted to, you know, safeguard the government's secrets. And so it ultimately comes down to individuals. So they're trying to change the way things are done at that level.
It was interesting because I saw just after the first one over the summer, the first WikiLeaks leak, I saw Secretary Gates was on with, I think it was Christine Amanpour on the This Week show, and he sort of fleshed out, you know, we want people to have the information they need to get their jobs done, and these days in DOD, warfighters need that information. That's how they make real-time decisions, and yet you don't want this kind of thing to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want the government, you know, and despite all this, nor do you want the government having to staff decisions on who gets what information when you're talking about kind of real-time decisions, as you say, that need to be made quickly. So it again comes to this balance. Yeah. I think what this points up, though, is that the pendulum may have swung too far the other way post 9/11, and now it's time to kind of tighten things and make it a little bit more relevant to, you know, where what kind of pieces of information people actually need.
Does DOD have a timetable for getting these new rules formalized out there and getting folks to actually operate all off the same book?
Well, it's, you know, ASAP, I think. My sense, kind of even walking around today at the Pentagon, is that, you know, the Pentagon is under pressure to show that they are making some changes. And some of these things, because of their technical nature, do take some time. And there's policy and there's public policy and there's other implications that need to be kind of worked through. But I think that they're trying to make it as fast as possible. Some of them, as we said, are temporary fixes. The longer term ones, you know, for example, building a security system within their security network that's based at each location where these networks are. That's at 60% now. I think it's going to take a little while before it gets to 100%.
And some of these steps, I mean, probably you would do anyway. It always feels, I always get a little bit suspicious when we sort of do this herky-jerky kind of thing. Okay, this happened, therefore we lock everything down.
Right.
Like, hold on, let's take a step back. What's the right thing to do for how we conduct decisions and make decisions in the world today and move on that path?
But you're doing that, you know, in the context of what really is a fairly major leak. The first two WikiLeaks were, you know, as much hype as there was, didn't seem to amount to a huge thing.
Yeah.
This thing is creating headlines around the world, causing, you know, the State Department in particular to go back red-faced and kind of explain some embarrassing things. But there, it's beyond kind of, you know, red-faced diplomats. It's there are some darker implications in some cases that they really have to go through. So there's the folks who do this stuff are under the gun to show some things.